Thank you for joining us for another power-packed message from the Expression House headquarters, Mokola, Ibadan. We bring people into membership in God's family, mature them in Christ's likeness, equip them for ministry, and send them out for missions to the world in order to magnify God's name. We hope that this message is a blessing to you as you advance your life and discover purpose. Connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG or join us on site at Mokola, Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. Now, let's get into the message.
I'm excited to be here. You know, I can feel the, you know, from the moment I stepped in, I feel the energy, you know, the light and the glory of God in this place. Praise the Lord. You know, I mean, you guys, I hope I can use that term. You guys, you know, you reminded me of my state. So the way I was 27, 28 years ago, like Pastor said, Ojo ti pe. Praise the Lord. Please, you may be seated. You may be seated. Without wasting your time, let's go into the crux of the matter. You know, I want to approach this. You know, I don't intend to preach. I actually want us to have a discussion. Praise the Lord. Yeah, but you know, I don't want to come across as a preacher. I want to come across as a brother and a friend who wants to share experiences, you know, of the mighty works of God. What God can do in the life of a man. And I, you know, if you take nothing away from here, I want you to take something. And that is that if God can help somebody like me, God can raise somebody like me up, okay? God can do it for you. Praise the Lord. I will share with you my story and we'll now have some discussions. Praise the Lord. But first and foremost, the topic we're dealing with tonight is dominion activated. Praise the Lord. Dominion activated. Technical, you're going to help me tonight. You started counting my time. You better reverse it, though. We never start. Praise the Lord. You're going to help me tonight. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. I think we'll start from there. Praise the Lord. Can I have it? And God said, "Let us make man in our image, and our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Praise the Lord. So God created man in his image, and in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, "Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it." Praise the Lord. Subdue it. Emphasis on subdue. "And have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Praise the Lord. Now, from this scripture, we find a clear purpose, a clear intention of God regarding man, regarding his creature. Praise the Lord. Regarding me, regarding you. And what was the intention? The intention of God is that we will have control, we will have dominion. You know, quickly, let's define dominion. Dominion means to have control, to have authority. It means sovereign control. It means to have influence. It means to govern, government. It can also mean a system of enforcing the will of a ruler or a king over a people or a territory or a subject. Praise the Lord. You know, in the most recent kingdom or empire in human history is the British Empire. So there was a time when the King of England held so much sway over the globe, over the world. They used to say that over the kingdom, okay, over the British Empire, the sun never sets. Because from Australia, New Zealand, all the way down to Canada, you know, is the British Empire. And, you know, the king was a standard bearer. If you are producing anything, even as common as tea, you know, black label tea, whatever it is that you're producing, you get the authority of the king to produce it. That is to say, the king was the standard bearer, was the standard giver. You know, when you look at any of those British products, it will say, by the authority or the charter of the king or the queen of England. Praise the Lord. So the king was, the lawgiver. He was the one who determines the standard of things. Praise the Lord. The same thing applies to us as Christians, as believers. The original purpose of God for man was that man will bring the standard of God, the standard of heaven, regarding health, regarding family, regarding prosperity, regarding peace, regarding order and orderliness. We bring it to bear on earth. Praise the Lord. The standard of God concerning our finance. That is the plan of God. You know, the Bible records that Lord God will come in the evening, the cool of the evening, and hold Adam by the hand, and they will walk, you know, round the Garden of Eden. And whilst walking, anything, you know, that, maybe they see an animal walking, Adam gave them names. Adam, what name will you call this one? He says, this one looks lionish. He calls him lion. So that was the Adamic authority. That was the power. That was what God wanted to achieve. That was why God created man, to have fellowship with him. Praise the Lord. And for man to bring the standard of heaven to bear on earth. Praise the Lord. But what happened? Quickly, what happened? You're all students of the Bible. Man fell. No, man fell to the sin of disobedience. Actually, the first sin was disobedience. God says, don't touch this. Don't do this. And he disobeyed. Adam disobeyed. And what happened? Man fell. And when that happened, what happened? Power changed hands. Praise the Lord. Power changed hands. You know, in some denominations, they say power must change hands. You know, they do it every, praise the Lord. I don't mean I don't mean to slight anybody. But power changed hands. And changed hands legally. It was legal. You know, the Bible says that you are slave to whom you bow to. You are slave to whom you concede to. Praise the Lord. And so that Adamic authority, Satan seized it. You know, he came with deceit. got it from, I mean, by deceit. But man fell. Praise the Lord. And the next thing that happened was Adam, the man who will walk with God, who will rub minds with God, started to cringe, started to loathe even the presence of God. You know, when he saw God coming, he ran to hide himself. You know, the fellowship was broken. Man lost authority. Man lost the relationship with God. Praise the Lord. He lost the place of authority he was placed. But glory be to God. And Jesus came. But before then, there was a false testament. I mean, the first one. You know, where, you know, not so perfect. It was one that required intermediaries. You had to have a prophet, and then you have to, you know, slaughter animals and all that to appease to God. Praise the Lord. And this was not the purpose of God. The purpose of God for creating you and I was to have fellowship with us, was to have, you know, a very close rapport for you, for us to know his mind, for us to have a deep understanding of, you know, things. Praise the Lord. And so Jesus came. He had to take another plan. And he sent Jesus. And for that plan to work, okay, he had to send a man like us. Praise the Lord. Man like us. The Bible records that. In spite of the fact that he was God, okay, he did not count it robbery. He did not count it as being brought down. Praise the Lord. The Bible records that. The Word became flesh, and we beheld his glory as only begotten of the Father. Praise the Lord. John chapter 1, verse 4. Let's quickly open. John chapter 1, verse 14. Let's do 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise the Lord. You know, it had to be, for it to be perfect, substitution. You know, God wanted to have fellowship with man. Okay? And so, the Bible says that he was subject, he did not give us a high priest who does not have the same feelings, you know? The same weaknesses that we have as, or the same limitations that we have as human beings. He wanted it to be a perfect sacrifice. Had to be man. God had to come like a man himself. Praise the Lord. And Lord Jesus came. Let's quickly look at Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 15. Have not an high priest which cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities, but was what? On all points, tempted like we are, yet without sin. Praise the Lord. Yet without sin. You know, the Bible says he was tempted. Yeah, actually, the devil sinned. The plan of God to redeem man, he quickly came forward and wanted to give him some sliding tackle. You know, remember the temptation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wanted to use the same modus operandi, which is deceit, to deceive him and say, look, they called him up, took him high. Look at all the kingdoms of this world. They are mine. You know, he said, they are mine. And the question is, was he telling the truth? Was he telling the truth? At that point in time, he was telling the truth. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes the devil tells the truth to gain an advantage. You know? Well, I mean, he said, they are mine. Because there was a transfer that happened. When man succumbed to him, when the first Adam succumbed to him, and he says, it is mine, I will give it to you if you will bow down to me. Praise the Lord. Colossians 2. Quickly, Colossians 2, 11 to 5, 15. We see that clearly. That was what Satan said to him. He said, Colossians chapter 2, 11 to 15. Praise the Lord. He has circumcised with the circumcision made without hands in putting off the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Praise the Lord. Buried with him in baptism, where you were risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So Christ rose from the dead. No. He told the devil, he said, you know what? Get thee behind me. You shall not tempt the Lord your God. You cannot tempt the Lord your God. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. And the devil fled. So what happened? Okay. Devil, seeing that he could not win there, ran away. He went away. And what happened? He orchestrated other means. Told him was to kill Jesus, was to bring him down, was to stop the fellowship between God and man. But little did he know. Little did he know that actually the purpose of God was that he would die in atonement for man. Praise the Lord. He didn't want that to happen. He wanted to, you know, make him fall again. You know, and that's why we call him the second Adam. You know, if he had fallen at that point of temptation, the second Adam would have fallen as well. And then the mystery of man will have continued. The bondage of man will have continued. You know, but glory be to God. We are no longer under bondage. We are no longer under any oppression of the enemy. Praise the Lord. We have received our dominion. And at what point did we receive the dominion? We received the dominion right inside the coven of hell. Praise the Lord. So the Bible says that you cannot take the spoils. You cannot enter the house of a strong man without you first binding him so that you can take his spoil. So our Lord Jesus Christ went deep into hell. And what did students of the Bible, what did the scripture say? It says, he made a public spectacle of him and all his courts in hell. Praise the Lord. Made a public show of them. He defeated them. And so that was the point of our dominion. Praise the Lord. That is the point where we got back our Adamic authority. Where we got back our relationship with God. Praise the Lord. That is the point of dominion. Okay? We got it back, and the devil could do nothing about it. And so the Lord Jesus Christ rose again. He rose up, and he showed up to the 11 disciples, the remaining 11. Praise the Lord. And what did he do? Let's open quickly. So, Matthew chapter 28, 11, 20. Eighteen to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and where? On earth. In heaven and on earth. Praise the Lord. All power. He took it back. Praise the Lord. He took it back. And what did he do? He gave it back unto us. And I will show it to you quickly. You know, when he was given the Great Commission, he said, go. Go into the world and preach the gospel. Okay? All the things that you have seen me do, go and do it. And what was he doing? He was proclaiming liberty to the oppressed. He was healing the sick. Praise the Lord. What was he doing? He was proclaiming freedom and liberty. Praise the Lord. Let's quickly open to Luke chapter 11, 21 to 22. I think we've gotten past air. I wanted to. Let's look at Colossians chapter, book of Colossians chapter 13, verse 17. Praise the Lord. What we're trying to say here, what we're trying to show here, is that our Adamic authority is back to us. But the question is, and this is the point where I want us to have our discourse, why is it that it appears or seems that we're not in control? That we're suffering oppression, we're suffering lack, we have sicknesses in our bodies, or things don't just seem to be working. Why? When we're supposed to be the one in charge, you know, everything is supposed to be subject to us. We give names to them. We call things to be. Praise the Lord. Why is it not happening? Praise the Lord. It is simply because we are ignorant. We are ignorant. And, you know, to those of us who are lawyers here, what do they say? Ignorance is no excuse. Ignorance is no excuse. It's a cardinal maxim of law. You are liable. If you do anything, you can't claim ignorance. Ignorance is not a defense. And so it is also in the matters of the spirit. Ignorance is no excuse. You cannot claim ignorance. Okay? Bible says my people perish because of what? A lack of understanding. And so when you choose to be ignorant, the devil will still carry, he no longer has the power, but he will still continue, you know, to bully you and make you think that you don't have authority. But tonight, glory be to God. We have authority and we will put him in his place. Praise the Lord. So how do we activate our dominion, authority? Number one, don't be intimidated. Don't be intimidated. You know, I strongly believe that all believers are corporately and individually called to a life of dominion. But sometimes we fall short because we get intimidated. And I'm going to tell you, you know, my story here. When I was about 13 years old, my parents became separated. And my mom had to leave Lagos and move to Ile-Ife. So I had my secondary school in Ile-Ife. I mean, I finished my secondary school in Ile-Ife. You can imagine somebody who was raised in Lagos, born in Lagos, or raised in Lagos. You understand? Things turned economically for my mom, and then she had to move interland to Ile-Ife. And that was where I finished my secondary school. Things were tough. The reason why we left Lagos was that we were chased out of the house in Lagos. And so the only place my mom could find shelter was Ile-Ife. As if that was not bad. That was not bad enough. I got into secondary school. And God helped me. I was to write to WAEC, and my mom didn't have the money to pay for my WAEC fees. How much was that WAEC fee? It was 130 naira. 130 naira. It seemed so insignificant. By the value of money now, that seems so insignificant, right? But that was the sum of money that was standing between me and destiny. 130 naira. It was so bad. And then my principal then, the story went full circle. My principal then was Dekin Ogunwe, who happened to be a friend to my father-in-law. Praise the Lord. It was my principal that paid my school fees and my WAEC fees. Thank God for grace. Thank God for a shepherd who knew the number of his flock. They had collected the results. They had collected the names of all the candidates, and they were going to take it to WAEC Yaba. And my principal, all of a sudden, asked them for the list. And he looked at the list and he said, no. This list is not complete. Somebody is missing. And it brings to mind the story of the good shepherd. The parable of the good shepherd in the Bible. Who knew the number of his flock? One got missing and he left the 99 and chased after the one that was missing. That was exactly what happened to me. My principal saw that and he said, the teacher coordinating, you know what? Go and look for that student who has not paid for WAEC. And lo and behold, it was me. So I was called by teacher in charge, who happened to be one of my teachers. So when they came calling, when the teacher came into the class and said, Obasa, stand up. I was so sore afraid. Why? Because Motiji Mok Ishemi Osanwo Mok had written Mok. Mok was supposed to be 50 naira. We could not afford it. So I, surreptitiously got into the class and I wrote some subjects. So I thought I was going to be punished for that. So when they called me, I went to the principal's office and they said, don't you want to write to WAEC? And I said, I'm sorry, my mom has not given me the money. I said, you know what? Call me your mother. Bring your mother to school tomorrow. And I brought my mother. And my mother explained. She knelt down and said she had not been able to raise the money. We are going to send the list to Yaba tomorrow. My mom said she doesn't have it. And my principal said, you know what? Don't worry. I just wanted to know if you have not given it to your son and he has spent the money. So at least this confirms that you didn't have the money. And he bore the responsibility. He paid for it. Praise the Lord. That was how I wrote WAEC. It was the only opportunity I had to write WAEC. Same thing happened when I was to write JAMB. Somebody paid for it. God raised an helper, paid for it. 65 naira. I remember them. I remember the amount. 65 naira in those days. And that was the only opportunity I had to write. Praise the Lord. And to the glory of God the Father, I did not bungle them. Hallelujah. So fast forward, I got into the university. Praise the Lord. And I was, university. I had this false sense. We're all boys. Young guys like you. And then came the day we finished. We wrote our last exam. And we're graduating. And on that very day, fear came upon me. I was intimidated. What happened? We finished the exams. Everybody, the hall of residence where it was Fajui Hall, I schooled in Ife. The hall of residence, Fajui Hall, was finalist hall. So everybody, people banging things on irons, everybody making noise. Everywhere was agog. I got into my room and I saw my roommates. And in the state of euphoria and happiness, everybody started telling things that they had kept on their inside. Started to reveal the next move. This one would say, "Oh, my father has paid for my master's degree in the UK. Another one, already my uncle has connected me to an oil company, and I'm going to serve there, and I'm going to resume work there." Ah, guys, I realized that we have not even started at all. I was already disadvantaged. Just leaving school, I was a professional student. I didn't have a plan after school. The day after the final exam, there was no plan. I thought we were all on the same level, university. Oh, we're all undergraduates now. It was that day that I realized that, level, past level. And I realized that, what's happening here? I was so disturbed. I got intimidated. I was like, everybody is gone. Everybody has moved on. I went to bed that night. And I couldn't sleep. I lost my peace. By 11 p.m., all the noise had subsided and everybody went to bed. And I was on the bed and I couldn't sleep. At about 2 a.m. in the middle of the night, I picked up my Bible. Of course, I had given my life to Christ. In those days in OAU, if it was the most evangelized campus in this country, I don't know if that still, obtains. But that was, you cannot pass through Ife and not experience the light of Christ. Praise the Lord. So I gave my life to Christ when I was in the university. And so, I picked my Bible. I went to Sports Center. How many people went to Ife here? No Sports Center. Praise the Lord. That was the headquarters of Christian Fellowship in Ife in those days. I don't know if it still obtains, but I picked up my Bible and I went to Sports Center. And Sports Center, open field. I knelt down the grass and I was shouting, "Lord, help me. Help me. I don't know how to face tomorrow. My mates have all gone ahead of me." And I started to pray. Is there somebody in the house who has, who can relate to that? Who has a similar experience? I bring you hope that God is mindful of you. Our Lord is mindful of you. He created you. He just says, "What is mine? What is man that you are mindful of him?" Praise the Lord. The Lord cares about you. If My story could change. Yours can change. Praise the Lord. And I went to, and I started praying. After praying for, you know, what seems like about an hour, I felt better. And I went to sat down under the pavilion. There was light there. I took my notepad and I started to write instructions. The Holy Spirit was ministering to me and was saying to me, my wife, jotters, undertaking my name, I wrote it down. I've gone ahead of you to place men and women ahead of you. Praise the Lord. And that was what happened. Undertaking my name. Do not fear. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today, I can tell you that some 27, 28 years later, all my colleagues who, you know, the Bible says the race is not to the swift. It's not to the swift. It's not to the wisest. It was of God that shows mercy. God showed me mercy. Praise the Lord. I can confidently tell you that some of my colleagues who went to do masters, who went to the oil companies and all that, God has drawn me level. Praise the Lord. God has pulled me up. And I'm saying to you that God can pull you up. God can do it. God can do it. Don't be intimidated. That night, I got intimidated. But thank God for the Holy Spirit that comforted me. Not only comforted me, reinforced me that I have dominion. And all I needed to do was call on his name. Undertake in my name. That was the word. Undertake in my name. Praise the Lord. And God showed forth his mercies. So you need to know who you are in Christ Jesus. Don't be intimidated. Don't be overawed. Don't give in to hopelessness. No, intimidation is the precursor of defeat. It is the mindset of defeat. Praise the Lord. The mindset that gives rise to defeat. Praise the Lord. Number two. You need to activate dominion. You need to have a mindset of dominion. A mindset that says, I can do all things. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Okay, have a can-do spirit. Have a can-do spirit. Always have yes as your answer. You don't take no for answer. Praise the Lord. You know, I had an experience. I got out of school, went to law school, and I started working. And then there was a day that something shifted. I was, even as a young professional, it was quite a struggle. And then something shifted one day. What happened? My boss came into the office and said, we're about 13 lawyers in the open office. And he said, can somebody do X, Y, Z for me? It was for us. The instruction was to take, you know, give him a legal opinion on the aviation sector. So the legal framework regarding the aviation sector. And one by one, 13 of us, one by one, everybody just turned back to their computers. Everybody was busy doing their thing. So I was the only one facing my boss. And I said, sir, I will do it. Sir, I will do it. And he said, okay, you have 1 week to turn it around and, you know, send it and share it with everybody before next week's chambers meeting. And that was, you know, I ran with it and I did it. I submitted it. I didn't know the opportunity was lurking around the corner, around that assignment. And what happened? As soon as I gave it to him, and the whole office critiqued it, and they said it was a good work, my boss took it, a client, a prospective client. And when he came back the following day, after the presentation, he landed about 50-something files on my desk. And I was like, sir, what is this about? And he said, we have, these are aviation litigation matters. So we are opening the litigation department and you will be the head. I was like, what? I was one of the junior associates. I was barely 3 years at the bar. The head of a department. Okay. I took it on. I didn't say no, sir. I took it on. About 3 months down the line, my boss came again. He came and said, you have a passport? I said, yes, I have a passport. He said, okay, bring it tomorrow. Okay. Before then, he came to me and said, he gave me some copies of agreements. And I got to know that it's about a lease of an aircraft. Okay. So I picked it up and I went through it. Lo and behold, I gave it back to him. He didn't check it. He said, you have a spirit of excellence around you. He gave it to the client. Barely 2 weeks later, he called me and said, bring the passport. I gave him the passport. About a week later, I had a passport that had a visa. And what was I going to do? We're going to lease an aircraft from Airbus. I mean, two sets of aircrafts from Airbus. Yours truly, oh, that local boy from Ile-Ife. I mean, who could not pay WAEC? I sat like this, with all these white men, and we're discussing purchase of an aircraft. I mean, from where to where? From where to where? From where to where? That local Ife boy on the streets of Paris negotiating how aircraft will come to Nigeria. That is what a can do spirit. Having the right attitude, your work, that is what they can do for you. And they can bring you to a place, large place, to a place of dominion. Praise the Lord. Thirdly, the third point, let's run quickly. Time is not my friend anymore. Find out your real essence and stir up the gift of God in you. Praise the Lord. You have to find your purpose. One of the reasons why we're falling short in our place of dominion, the authority and dominion that God has given to us, that we have not found our purpose, we have not found our essence. Praise the Lord. You have to go in the presence of the Lord and inquire of the Lord. Lord, what will you have me do? You see, the trap of education is that a lot of us, you know, I studied XYZ, and so I must be XYZ. Praise the Lord. Look, the me you are saying today, I studied law. I practiced as a lawyer. But if I tell you that there is hardly anybody, who calls himself an engineer that can beat me when it comes to power, power engineering, when it comes to power turbines. Praise the Lord. What happened? I'll tell you another story. Whilst I was in this law firm working, it was under Obasanjo administration. And Obasanjo government was going to spend so much money on the power infrastructures, building power stations all over, you know, they call it the IPP, the independent power plants. And the federal government was going to spend about $16 billion on this infrastructure. So Nigeria was the bride of all the OEMs. Siemens, Alstom, Westinghouse, ABB, Hitachi, name all of them. They were all falling over themselves to get into the Nigerian market. And here was I. Fortunately, as God will have it, we were the solicitors to BPE, the Bureau of Public Enterprises, then. Errol Fry was the head of BPE then. So he used to be in my office. We saw him every week. Anyway, to cut the story short, whilst we were moving the files, everybody was moving files, the Holy Spirit did something. Again, the Holy Spirit, not me, opened my eyes to see, when they finish building all these power plants, what will happen? The warranty on them will go. I was reading the warranty documents. I was reading everything. And I said to myself, there is a value chain here. You better plug into it. And that was how I started seeking for whom to partner with. Praise the Lord. Not that I had any money in my pocket, but it was just the idea. God, you know, when the Holy Spirit illuminates your heart, when ideation comes through the power of the Holy Spirit, anything can happen. I didn't have a jack. I didn't have any cobble. But the idea came first, and I started to run with it. I was looking for who to collaborate with. Praise the Lord. Today, I run a company that is one of the biggest service providers in the power sector, supporting power generation companies. Praise the Lord. Supporting power generation companies. And how did it happen? So, don't need to put yourself in a box. Praise the Lord. That I studied XYZ does not mean that you have to stay in the box of XYZ. Praise the Lord. You know, as you step out in life, okay, the purpose of education is just to give you that pedestal. Okay? To understand, to have understanding, to be able to design, okay, and know what is right and what is not. But you don't have to put yourself in that box. There are many medical doctors who are not even, who cannot hold the needle anymore. Praise the Lord. No, they don't even know how to use the stethoscope anymore. Praise the Lord. So you have to find your niche. You have to find your purpose. You know, I remember at Dunamis, Pastor Ojo of Stone Church, Berlin, was saying that very early in his life, he found purpose. He said his purpose, okay, was to preach Jesus in Germany. Praise the Lord. Is he not achieving it? He said his purpose is to preach. That whilst he was in the university, he had circled Germany as his destination. for ministry. Praise the Lord. Studied engineering. He perhaps is still doing engineering. But right then, a greater calling and a greater purpose emerged. So you must find purpose. And whenever you walk in purpose, all right? Whenever you walk in divine purpose, grace, all right? Grace, the grace of God follows. The help of God follows. Praise the Lord. Whenever you find yourself in the purpose, whenever you find the purpose of God for your life, the help of God arises. And the grace of God follows it. Why? Because God will be glorified. You are fulfilling the purpose and the heart desire of God for that particular life. For your life. Praise the Lord. So, find your essence. Number four, I wrote here, get to believe that with God all things are possible. Dare to believe that with God all things are possible. Mark chapter 10, verse 27. Mark chapter 10, verse 27. You know, this is talking about faith. About faith. And it says, and Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. So embrace the profound truth that anything and all things are possible when you possess an unwavering faith in God. Praise the Lord. And the grace and the ability that God has given you. Praise the Lord. When you hold on to God in faith, all things are possible. You know, we're talking about, Pastor was in Lagos. Our senior pastor was in Lagos. About a week ago, praise the Lord, and teaching on the subject of faith, and it was, your pastor is a man of faith. I know you have had several teachings on faith, praise the Lord, but one thing struck me, that even though you have, your faith is as small as a mustard seed, you just have to have it. That is all that is needed. You don't have to even have a big faith. Just trust God for something important. Trust God for something. Praise the Lord. Something that pertains to your life and your destiny. Just trust God for it. Praise the Lord. So the Bible makes us understand that God has given every one of us a measure of faith. All right? God has given us a measure of faith that, we should not think of ourselves more highly than the other. That God, He has given us a measure, unto every man, a measure of faith. All right? Now, and we all know why. I don't want to go into the definitions of faith and all that, We all know it. No? Evidence of things not seen. You know it, all right? Okay. So, the Christian walk basically is a walk of faith, because the Bible says we walk not by what? Not by sight, but by faith. Okay? Our God is the one who calls things that be not as though they were. Okay? So, that same faith he has deposited in us. So we can call things into being. We can call things into existence. Praise the Lord. You only need to exercise your faith. You know, I have a little testimony in this area of faith. In fact, my life is a faith project. The story is still being written. Praise the Lord. We're going to have our first property in Lagos, my wife and I. The original plan was that we were going to have a rent a place. Wanted to rent a place for our business. And they said the place was 400,000 naira. Believe you me, at that point in time, it was a lot of money for us. So they said we will pay 2 years. Back then, the landlords used to be very tough. 2 years. They would insist on 2 years. So 2 years was going to be 800,000. And then all the additions on it, about 1 million naira. We struggled to raise it. And then all of a sudden, as we were gathering our monies together to go and meet the landlord, he said, another person paid for it yesterday. And so we missed out. Okay. I was so dejected. I was so, I felt sad. And then that same estate surveyor or agent called me about 2 weeks later. I said, I have another place for you. But that place is 1 million naira per annum. Me that it took me over a month to raise 1 million. And then you are telling me to come and pay 1 million per annum. I paid 2 years. And I was like, I don't hear. I will get back to you. And I got home. I told my wife about it. And we prayed. I went back to him and I said, you know what? I have 1 million now. And he said, let me talk to the landlord. And yeah, he talked to the landlord. Said, how soon can you raise the balance? I said, give me like 3 months. I will pay the balance. Anyway, we paid it. And he gave us, we got the keys to the place. The very day we got to that property, my wife and I, we looked at ourselves. It was as if, you've heard of what they call telepathic communication. It was like our minds were saying the same thing about the property. And I said, my dear, I like this place. She said she likes the place too. So you like the place? I said, I like it too. In fact, I was saying to her, if they want to sell this place, I would love to buy it. My wife said, it looks good though. There and then we held hands and we prayed. We just prayed and we left it like that. We balanced the money later. 4 years, fast forward, 4 years down the line, I just renewed the rent. In fact, the rent had gone up. I just renewed the rent in January, March. My landlady called me and said, sorry, I want to sell this place. And he said, you have the first option of refusal. What are you talking about? Okay. I said, I will buy it. I prayed 4 years ago that when they want to sell it, I will be the one to buy it. But guess what? On the day I got, the landlady was, living in the U.S. The day she called me to say she wanted to sell, I didn't have 200,000 in my account. So I got home and I said, my dear, guess what happened? I've been offered to buy that property that we prayed about 4 years ago. So I was like, what did you tell them? I said, I'm ready. I said, we will buy it. He said, you and your mouth. You and your mouth. So we bought it. And so I said, I will buy it. Ready? We bought it. Do you know we bought it? God gave it to us. How? Faith. At the point it was offered to me, if I was to look at it by sight, by what was in the account, we would not have bought it. We would have said, sorry. We desired it, but unfortunately, but we said we will buy it. Not because I even had, my brother-in-law is there. Not because I had the money at that point in time. I didn't even have it. Praise the Lord. I didn't have it. It was not as if I had it tucked somewhere. I just spoke and I said, I will buy it. And the landlady said, go and meet the lawyer and finalize everything. And I went to meet the lawyer. I said, my colleague, I beg you, can you allow me to space this out? And he said, she won't agree. I said, tell her. And she told her. And the woman agreed my terms. That was not all. After agreeing, I was to pay a certain amount. I didn't have up to half of the first installment. On the due date, I didn't have it. You know, I went to meet him and I said, you know what? This is what I have. Who accepted it? I said, please talk to her first. And then spoke with her. This is what this man has brought to. And she said, hey, is that Mr. Wazza? He said, okay, collect it. And that was how the landlady's lawyer was like, how are you doing it? Everything, I mean, she's just bending over backwards to please you. Said, just don't worry. Leave that to God. I'm not saying this to impress you. I'm saying this to inspire faith in you. That what you say about yourself, what you say, okay, you exercise dominion through the words that you speak. The words that we speak, the Bible says they are what? Life and their spirit. They are powerful. And what? When you say negative things, they ensnare us. But we're ensnared by words of our mouth. Praise the Lord. And we overcome by what? The words of our testimony. Praise the Lord. So we need to be careful. And we said it. And God be the glory. We are the proud owners of that property. And on the night that it was offered to us, we didn't have 1%. We didn't have 1% of the sum that we got the property from, but God did it. God did it. So, always act, put your faith to action. Okay? Don't accept defeat. It may seem as if it's not going to work. It may seem daunting. It may seem huge. Okay? But I want to encourage you. Dream big. And that takes me to my next point, which is not just to say it, you must act it. Now the Bible says, let's go through it. Faith, James chapter 2, verse 26. For as the body without spirit is dead, so is faith without work. So faith without work is dead. Praise the Lord. James chapter 2, verse 18. Yeah, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Praise the Lord. In other words, there was a debate there. One says he has faith. This one says he has works. Praise the Lord. And Apostle Paul was saying, look, my own no is backed up, not just faith. I have works to back it up. I will show you my faith by my works. Praise the Lord. I will show you my faith by my works. That is to say, there is a doing. There is a point that you have to put yourself out. Done all the basics, okay? You've drawn out the plan, okay? You've prayed about it, okay? Found what you want to do, right? then there is a time for you to step out in faith. There is a time for you to step out in action. You know, and as a businessman, I experienced situations that were like setbacks. When I started my business in the power industry, for 3 years, I did not make any headway. For 3 years. For what? 3 good years. I was going, I was traveling, you know, all these customers. We identified the market. I mean, these are the markets that, you know, and we went and all that. Come like this, we just look at you and all that. You know, but we continued. Okay? And I'm trying to let you know, failure is not the end of the matter. When you experience obstacles, when you experience setbacks, okay, don't give up. You must develop resilience in the place of faith. When God has shown you this is what you ought to be doing, and you have prayed and He has given you the go ahead, it does not mean that things will start to happen automatically. Praise the Lord. It may not mean that you just start. The bank account will just start, we just start going fat. I mean, fat and fat. No. Sometimes, you know, God can quicken us. But sometimes, okay, when we experience challenge, God is training you to have resilience. Okay? To have resilience. Don't give up. Don't give up. Praise the Lord. Vision is yet for an appointed time. Don't give up. Don't give up. Praise the Lord. Don't give up. You act on it. You act on it. And in acting on it, if you experience setbacks, please don't give up. Keep pressing. Keep pressing. All right? Keep pressing. Keep pressing at it, and it will give way. You know, there is this saying that you stand long enough on something, okay, that thing will give way. Praise the Lord. In the place of prayer, in the place of aspiration, okay, keep doing what you need to do. Keep giving it all you need to do. And I'm telling you, the door will open. Keep knocking. Knocking. Okay, the door will open unto you. After about 3 years, I got my first call. People that we had done demonstrations to, that we have, you know, shown them, look, we have the capacity to do this, we have the capacity to do that, and all that. And it seemed it was falling on deaf ears. One day, there was an emergency, and they called me. Hey, that thing you said you can do, are you sure you can do it? I said, yes. Can you deliver? I said, that's what we do. And we have not done anything. That's what we do. And we went there. God took the glory, and the rest is history. Praise the Lord. Now, praise the Lord. One of the problems that happens with young people and even Christians these days is that when God has given you small breakthrough like this, you start to feel cool. Like you are wearing shoulder pads. There's no. That is not the attitude. That is not the attitude of dominion. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 to 19. Isaiah 43, 18 to 19. says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Verse 19, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Praise the Lord. Now, you know, the tendency is when you have achieved, you know, made some modest achievement, you start to gloat. Yeah, you start to gloat. You start to, like, feel cool with yourself. No. If you're not careful, start to stagnate. If you're not careful, you start to stagnate. Start to stay in one spot. You must constantly what? Push the must constantly push the frontiers of possibilities. Okay? You must constantly what? Push the frontiers of possibilities. Push the boundaries of what is possible. You must constantly innovate. Try out new ideas. Try out new ways of doing things. As God gives you these new ideas, try it out. Praise the Lord. You can diversify. No, as you have a breakthrough in this sector, it does not mean that you stay in there. You can dig another well. Praise the Lord. You can dig another well. You can create another channel. Ask God, give me ideas. What do I do? And you can create additional wells. I mean, somebody like our richest man in Africa, he's not even a believer, an Alaji. As wealthy as he is, he's amongst the top 100 in the world. He's not resting on his oars. Praise the Lord. He has just finished the largest petroleum refinery in Africa, but in the whole of the Southern Hemisphere. Not even Africa alone, in the whole of the Southern Hemisphere of the world. He has just finished it. Guess what he's planning to take on now? Eh? Planning to take on the metal industry, iron. Nigerian government has been looking at getting Ajaokuta done, and for close to 40 years, it has not been done. This man now wants to take it on. Not resting on his words. Okay? He's not sitting pretty and, you know, just gloating that he has arrived. He's still pushing the boundaries of possibility. Praise the Lord. So that is a dominion attitude. Okay? You can activate your dominion. I mean, consolidating your dominion by constantly innovating, constantly, you know, looking for fresh grounds, you know, expand, diversify, visit and evaluate your core values, your goals, your aspirations, your strengths. You know, the Bible says we see in parts. So, the level you were now, you just saw a glimpse. You know, that is not the end. That is not where God is taking you to. That is not the end of, you know, of the story. You know. I've been on the way. The Lord led me. Okay? So trust God and obey Him and let Him lead you. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 42, chapter 42, verse 16. This part, the B part of it says, I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them. These things I will do unto them and not forsake them. There is more to what you can achieve than you have achieved in the past. There are things to pursue. Praise the Lord. Don't just rest on your words. And also, number 9 now, cultivate a personal prayer, study, and meditation lifestyle. A personal prayer, personal worship, study, and meditation lifestyle. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Praise the Lord. Where do you get those? I mean, where can you get it? In the place of prayer, in the place of fellowship with God. And mind you, that was the original purpose of God for man, to have fellowship with him. Don't just leave it to, oh, Sundays, Thursdays, is it Thursdays or Wednesdays when there are fellowship days? No. You must cultivate, because that is what God wants. That is actually the purpose of dominion. Praise the Lord. That is the purpose of our dominion, to have a relationship with God and bring the kingdom of God to bear on earth. Praise the Lord. The standard of God, to bring it to bear on earth. Praise the Lord. That is the purpose. So we must cultivate that lifestyle of praying, worshiping, studying, and meditating, so that we can know the mind of God. So that, you know, the Bible says God is light. Praise the Lord. And in the place of fellowship, he will reveal. He says, I will reveal unto you the secrets. You know, in those hidden secrets, what you don't know, what people don't know. So this is an information, you know, I mean, information is money. When God gives you insights into things, into industries, into, you know, jobs, how turn around. Praise the Lord. So we must pray. We must learn to give time to God and cultivate. You know, the Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man avails much. Trust the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on your understanding. So in the presence of God, there is liberty. In the presence of God, there is wisdom. There is knowledge. There is revelation. No? You can get what is happening. I mean, God can give you insights into what is going to happen 10 years from now. And you position yourself. Praise the Lord. And you position yourself. You know? Happened to me about 2021. And there was a property that I wanted to buy, and I got frustrated. So there were a lot of litigation going on and all that. And sometime in 2021, it, you know, particularly led me to say, revisit it. So I was like, okay, so I called the agent who introduced me to the land, and he said, let me help you to ask that I myself, since all the wahala have, and he got back to me about a week later, and he said, all the parties have settled out of court. That, in fact, it just happened last week, that it is in the market now. I was like, in the market now? Really? Okay. So I called the lawyer to the other party, and he said, yes, we've just settled it. We're still trying to get the extracts of the judgment and all that. I will keep in touch with you. Anyway, by early 2022, they got in touch with me that they had sorted it out and they wanted to sell it. So I told them, don't advertise it. Because if you advertise it, it will be all commerce. And he said, don't worry, my colleague, I will. And I got that property. To God be the glory. That same property, now what? But it has grown exponentially, that Let me not bust your mind. Praise the Lord. It has so grown exponentially. And where did the wisdom come from? It was just one morning. I was just praising God. I was thanking God. There are times when if I'm not going out, you know, I may choose not to go out some days. And I'm just thanking God in my room and all that. And then that idea just came. Check on these people. And I checked on it. And when you look at how much I invested to the value that the place now is, it was like a gift. It was like a gift. So those are the kind of insights you can get where? In the place of prayer and worship. I mean, there are times when I'll be in the church and business ideas will just drop on my laps. I'll be in church, in a church service like this. I'm supposed to be worshiping, you know. Something will just drop an idea. Talk to so-and-so person about this. Contact or do this. And then it leads to profit. Praise the Lord. So, amen. Amen. Number 10. Says, do a self-discovery and examination of the happenings around you. Lord. Do what? A self-discovery. Are you experiencing challenges? Are you experiencing days? Are you experiencing failures? Or is there a pattern that you've studied around you, your family, in your finances, in your studies, in your academics, you know? Are you seeing a pattern that does not align with the dominion that God has given to you? Your dominion, your authority. You know, Apostle Paul was saying in, I think, 1 Corinthians, saying that a great and effective door has been opened unto me. But there are what? There are many adversaries. There are many adversaries. You know, this was a man who walked in dominion and power, right? And at a point in time, he had to check himself. Say, he had to take notice of the adversaries. He had to take notice and deal with them. The Lord. There may be things in our lives. Technical terms, engineering times, they say self-check. Praise the Lord. You need to do a self-check. No, don't assume. Just look at it. The Holy Spirit can illuminate your heart, can illuminate your mind to seeing those things where you're having failures, you're having shortcomings, and you need to take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen. So I want us to pray. Okay, that God, every limitation, praise the Lord, every limitation, every struggles, every stronghold of limitation or struggles in my life, I pull down in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the Bible says, weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Stronghold of delay. Stronghold of financial struggles. Stronghold of immorality. I pull them down in the mighty name of Jesus. They have no hold on me. They have no place in my life. I exercise my dominion authority in the mighty name of Jesus. I refuse to be oppressed by the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. I take authority over you in the mighty name of Jesus. You have no place in me. You have no hold. He who the Lord has declared free, I'm free indeed. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you once again for listening to this message. We hope it has been a blessing to you. Our goal is to show you the God of the Bible so that you can know Him intimately, beyond religion, and rediscover purpose in Him. Please connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG, or join us in our live services at Mokola Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. God bless you.